All right, good evening. Good evening and welcome to the regular meeting of the Morro Bay Recreation and Parks Commission. Today is Thursday, July 16th, and let it be shown that all the commissioners are present this evening. So we're going to call this meeting to order, and we'd like to start off with a moment of silence, please. Okay, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and my fellow commissioners. How's everybody today?
Very well. Good.
Okay. Let's do any of us have any announcements for upcoming fun and events? Park stuff.
I just want to remind all you basketball fans that the gym is now open on Monday nights at Los Osos Middle School for basketball and volleyball. Volleyball is from 6 to 7:30, and basketball is from 7:30 to 9. So come on over, play volleyball and basketball. We'd love to have you. Los Osos Middle School, Monday nights.
Thank you.
Also, Estero Bay Youth Soccer League registration closes on the 24th. This is open to all boys and girls 4 to 16, and there are scholarships available through the Morro Bay Community Foundation. Practice starts August 17th. Also, Saturday is the 46th Annual Brian Waterbury Memorial Run Rock to Pier. You can register online through tonight or at the Morro Bay Recreation Department tomorrow, or pre-register before the race.
Okay, thank you. That's going to be another good one. Mm-hmm. Anyone else have any announcements? No? Does the staff have any?
Yeah, thank you, Commissioner Sedaris. I just, for the record, publicly wanted to note that, unfortunately, we are losing the administrative assistant, Celeste English. Oh. She has accepted a position at Cal Poly, and I just want to, you know, wish her the best. She really has been the brain behind the commission. She does all the packets. She processes everything. She's been my brain for rec for the last month and a week that I've been here, and I'm really going to miss her, and I know a lot of people in the community will as well. So just wanted to give her some public kudos because she's done amazing the 3 years she's worked here.
Yes, she has. She's done a fine job, and we all are going to miss her, I'm sure. Thank you. Okay. Well, I can open up for public comment. Is there anybody in the public that would like to make a comment this evening? Please come up to the microphone and state your name and give us your comment. You have like a three-minute window.
Good evening, commissioners. My name is Linda Merrill, and I live in Morro Bay. I, too, am going to miss Ms. English. I think she has been really helpful in keeping all of the programs going in the community center and on the Rec and Parks department. This is really a surprise that she isn't going to be here anymore. So anyway, we do wish her luck. Also, I'd like to ask someone to consider a future agenda item, and that is regarding the banner signs at City Park. They just seem to be getting bigger and bigger and bigger. The lettering's bigger and bigger and bigger. And I would like to ask somebody to consider that as a future agenda item so we could talk about what the size it should be, what it should look like, who should be able, like commercial or only city. We could discuss what should go on there. So please consider that and have a good meeting. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. Nice comments from staff.
Yeah, I actually think that's a really good idea. We've had some discussions with Linda over email recently about this issue. There's some difference of opinion, but I actually think it's a very, very healthy community conversation to have about those banners. And so it would at least behoove us to have a conversation about whether we should enact some formal policy. I will note that the Community Development Department will be embarking on a full sign ordinance policy. I'm not sure if these big banners are part of that. I'm trying to get that information from them. I have a feeling like it probably won't be a part of that. So it may be something that the RPC may want to discuss and make a recommendation to council on. So, yeah, totally valid for a future meeting.
Okay, thank you. Yes, sir.
Let me ask a question. Since we're going through this reorganization with Public Works, And does the banner concept fall within our purview as far as our the Rec and Park responsibility of indicating what type of signs and things that would...
I believe so. You still are the Recreation and Parks Commission, and so I think that does fall within your purview, just as public art falls at any city facility. So, yeah.
Okay. Anyone else? No? Does anyone pull some agenda items? Anything in 1 to 4 that anybody would like to review? If not, may I get a motion to receive and file agenda items, consent calendar A1 through 4.
I move that we file those items.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? None. Thank you. Okay. Unfinished business on new business. Commissioner calendar. We talked about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've done some review for you. There was some discussion at your last meeting about whether or not you wanted to expand how many meetings. I think we had somewhat talked about maybe going up to 10 meetings. As we review the calendar and our opportunities for meetings, we discovered it is quite limited, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. The Thursday that you're on now, The Recreation and Parks Commission has the third Thursday of the odd months, and the Public Works Advisory Board has the third Thursday on even months. So that makes it difficult to then continue with our odd-numbered months but then add two meetings in those other even months. So there are some options. Probably the best option you have is to, if you do want to add meetings, to probably add on Wednesday of a month. It appears that is completely free. The one concern I have is, I suppose, I'm not sure if we've had enough discussion yet about if additional meetings are necessary. And so I really think that's an important discussion for the commissioners as to what would you like to see coming from us in order to fill those meetings. I would hate to have you come here and maybe not have anything for you. So some direction to staff would be helpful as well.
Okay. Does anyone have any suggestions?
I think last meeting we talked about the fact that if we somehow scheduled the concept of additional meetings, and as we came to that meeting time, if we found that there was no agenda items of real necessity, we would... cancel that meeting, but the opening would be there in case that we did have an overload of business. I think that's part of what we were talking about last time.
Okay.
That we have that window open with the concept that if we come to that particular meeting time and there's really nothing to discuss, the chair would confer with you, with staff, and we would cancel that meeting.
Okay.
That's what I heard last time.
And I would say that would be appropriate, particularly because in August we probably need to have a special meeting anyway for the purpose of discussing the cost recovery. That's the next item on the agenda, but that makes sense. Well, maybe we have those two times, August being one of them, where we set up a time, and if we don't need it in the future years, we can cancel that meeting.
Okay.
I also have a concern that with the reduction of recreation staff, that give us an opportunity to be more involved as far as the direction and help that for the programs.
Okay. Anything else? So I myself was thinking if we could have some workshops between meetings. And, you know, just review, like, the types of playground of equipment and things, you know, the nuts and bolts of it. So when we came into a meeting, we kind of know more what we're talking about. We want to fix something at this park. We know what our options were. We know how much money we had to spend. We know what there was out there as far as choices in different types of equipment or, you know, just the layout. I know we need to we still need to do some work at Tidelands as far as like the whale's tail might be too close to the wall, and I know that some of that dolphins were damaged, and we want to try to replace those. We're not sure where we're at with that stuff, but those are the kind of nuts and bolt things that I'd like to be concerned with, making sure that everything's up to code and up to snuff, that the kids have, you know, all the things they need down there to have a good time, because that's the whole point of the thing is, you know, for the public to have good barbecues and have enough nice benches and all that kind of cool stuff. So,
sure.
And I know we've gone through a lot of and updated some of it.
Sure.
You know.
Sure. And I think we could either hold workshops or we could. I would be really interested in ensuring Public Works maintenance folks came to your current meetings and gave you those updates. You know, I think maybe we could just highlight a playground and say, hey, here's what it looks like right now. Here's what we're working on, or here's why we can't do anything with it right now.
Right.
That allows you to have a discussion on, hey, maybe we need to give a recommendation to council on considering some additional funding in the budget for future years.
Okay, yeah, because sometimes I don't think we're all sure of exactly what we have budget-wise,
of course,
what our resources are, and if we're to be making suggestions of how to allocate them, that would be helpful. The more we know, hopefully the better job we can do here.
Yeah, and I think it would be really important for us to continue to have a strong partnership between the Recreation Services Division and Public Works for facilities maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say we have a wonderful relationship right now. We're still working out them coming to this meeting, I'd say, probably. They're probably not used to that, but we are no longer combined, and so we need to have a good talk, I think, internally as staff about attendance at this meeting as well. And I think that would probably resolve some of it. That's not to say there isn't value, though, to at least maybe one or two more meetings in the year that we have officially scheduled that mm-hmm. we can, cancel / adjourn to a later time if we don't need that meeting.
Okay. Reasonable.
I'm thinking of the workshop concept. If we had meetings scheduled in, we call a meeting, but we could call them a workshop. We could, if we have that space, that time available, we could go into the concept of workshop and use that time to find out some of the things that you're talking about. And that time would already be scheduled for us to use. And it also would give us more of an opportunity to be maybe a little more hands-on, since we're losing, we have such a small staff to begin with. It would give us more information, educate us more to what is possible, and so forth. So I am pushing the idea of opening up the space for time. It doesn't have to be an actual meeting. It could be a workshop concept instead.
So if I may, Commissioner Sedaris, it might be appropriate if you want to have maybe schedule two workshops in those even numbered months, maybe March and August.
Yeah, something like that would work.
And so I think it would be appropriate for the commission to discuss which month would be most appropriate for those two workshops.
Okay. Anybody any suggestions, or should we look at our calendars? And
I guess I'm confused as far as what that looks like. So we're teaming up with Public Works now, is that right? And what's the structure there? What's the communication going to be like between the two boards? I need some more clarity on that.
Thank you. No, that's a great question, actually. So as I understand it, the kind of the way it works related to parks and recreation in general is that when an item has to do with material, equipment, anything, it will go between both boards, it sounds like. So that gives, I think, even stronger community input into issues that need to go to the council. So we would have two advisory bodies making recommendations.
Okay, and we would get the same agenda items?
Correct.
Okay.
Karen, at the last meeting, we felt that parks still needed an advocate, and we felt real strongly that we should still have an input as far as
advocacy.
Thank you for the parks.
Yeah, I noticed that in the minutes. Thanks. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
So does anyone volunteer to go to city council meetings? How would we achieve this? Anybody got any suggestions?
What do we need to go to city council or to the public works meeting?
Well, public works meeting, then. Yeah, sorry. Well, if anybody wants to volunteer, please take one step forward.
Well, I think one way we could also do is simply transmit any recommendation you make. Depending on the timing, we would transmit that to the board in a staff report so that they're aware of what your recommendation is. Okay. And it may be that one comes from them to you other times.
Okay.
I think it would be possible if, you know, when we schedule a workshop, if we could have a representative or more from Public Works at the same workshop, that we get the communication going between us and really figure out what's going on and what's needed. That would be really beneficial, on, I believe.
Okay.
Are you present at the Public Works?
I'm not. But based on what I'm hearing, it sounds like we needed some more discussion on this item and some more coordination with Public Works in general about co-mingling these two boards together. It definitely is a new thing for all of us, and so we need to continue to work through it. But we have lots of time to do that. So
right. I got the feeling that we'll be focusing more on the programs, and they'll be focusing more on maintenance issues and those kind of things. You know, when we ask them to, you know, paint lines on a court or whatever, then they run with that too.
Absolutely. And I think you'll still be in charge of it. Like I said earlier, when community art, we have that policy on how we determine when art is placed in public spaces. That would remain with RPC as far as I'm aware. I believe the policy explicitly states it's RPC.
Okay. So where are all those artists? We could always use some great public art. I like public art. Okay. So are we good with the calendar stuff? We're going to... Everybody go home and figure out when they might have an extra little bit of time and let staff know. Or you want staff to try to come up with some dates when we have a place to do it, to have a...
Well, if we're going to do it within this year, we're already... Well, we could split up, you know, like I think August and March is a good split up.
Okay.
So we should plan on
try to schedule
August.
Something over at the community center in the conference room?
Sure, we can do that.
Yeah, okay. And what are the things people, what kind of information do you guys think you're going to want? I want to know, you know, budget issues or, I know we're going to divide it up now, so the maintenance will be on maintenance and Parks and Rec will have the Parks and Rec stuff to deal with.
I think it would be good to come up with our priorities.
Yeah.
And what our vision is. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually, that's a fantastic idea. So if we have that March workshop, that really helps us lead into the budget cycle discussions. You know, we start to work toward adoption of the budget by June. So if we start early in March, that gives us a lot of time to be prepared to transmit your thoughts through my budget proposal to the council.
The council, okay. So what we really need is we need the public out there to please communicate with us to what the public wants, because we're here to serve you. And the only way we can do that is to know what the public wants. So please feel free to go on the website. There's places there to make comments. And then, of course, you're always welcome to come to the meetings that are open to the public. And the workshops shall be open to the public, too, I believe. So that should be good.
So okay. I'm confused. When are we meeting? In August?
In March.
In March.
What about August?
Okay.
I think we have a special meeting in August.
Correct.
An additional regular meeting here in August. And in March, we'll have a workshop and talk about other types of things. I don't think we know yet.
No, we haven't gone there. Kind of a separate issue, but also combined. I think what I'm saying is let's have you officially say or make a recommendation, Council, that you also would like to add two workshops, March and August, yearly.
Okay.
Those will likely be on a Wednesday, based on what I'm seeing on this calendar. If we have it in another facility, we may be able to pick a different date. I'll work on that and then bring that back to you at your next meeting. We'll want to be mindful that we want space for the public to be able to attend. Tangentially to that, we also need to have a special meeting this August specifically to discuss cost recovery, which is the next item on your agenda. So we're hoping that is August 19th. That seems to fit most folks.
All right. I'm gone that week.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We got Lady Gaga to stand in for you. Any more comments from my esteemed commission? No?
Esteemed.
We've already closed public comment, So I don't know if we're allowed to reopen it or...
Yeah, you're welcome to have public comment on each individual agenda item.
Would you like to make some comment, Ms.?
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Good evening again. My name is Linda Merrill. Would you mind explaining to me this blending of the boards again? How would that work?
Staff can answer that.
Thank
however
you.
You'd like to do it. Sure. So with the split of parks maintenance from the Recreation Services Division, we now all parks maintenance is done through Public Works. My understanding is that the items related to fixing equipment, all that stuff, will also be going through the Public Works Advisory Board.
Okay.
As that's related to facilities maintenance.
Thank you. And now, what about this board? Because they're very valuable. Where will they are going to discuss, like, recreation programs, stay with telling us about what's going on with the parks.
Absolutely. And they'll continue to be advocates for the facilities themselves. I think they all very much are interested in that. I shouldn't speak for the board, but they really want to continue to be advocates for the equipment in the park because that's important to all age groups.
And will you also be meeting the same number of times a year then?
So right now what we're talking about is meeting the same number of times right now, but potentially even adding additional workshops.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was just worried that you weren't going to meet your same amount.
No, we're actually talking about enhancing the amount of the meeting. Yeah.
Great. Okay, thank you very much, and thank you for your service.
Well, you're welcome. Okay, are we good? We're going to move on to D2. So we talk about program fees and cost recovery for a little bit?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So I will not belabor this because we have a tour to get to, and we do have a trolley, so don't worry. It's not walking from here down. With that, this is basically just a very high-level overview, kind of an FYI for you, moving into what I hope will be a special meeting in August to further discuss this. Before I get into it, I'll tell you that, so here's the timing of it, basically. And why we're having a special meeting is that the timeline for the council's decision on the overall cost recovery policy citywide, which will include consideration of your recommendation specific to recreation programming, has been basically moved up to September. So the council will be considering in September the overall policy. That policy will then be used to develop our next master fee schedule, which will include recreation programming for the first time. Right now it only includes park facility rentals and reservations, as well as film permits and those types of things. For the first time, we also will be implementing or including the recreation programming aspect of our costs. Right now they are separate and removed from the master fee schedule. I can't speak to why. They just are. We feel that it's appropriate to place that within the actual master fee schedule that we place on the internet for folks so they can see that. So one last time before I kind of get into the nuts and bolts of this is that you hopefully will have a special meeting in August to discuss and make your recommendation to the council. That recommendation will go to council for their meeting in September. They will likely adopt their recommendation in September or October. Staff will then use that newly adopted cost recovery policy to develop the next iteration of the fee schedule, the master fee schedule, likely in February. And so that way we're prepared for next year as well. With that timeline in mind, basically what we're looking at here is basically very simple. It's looking at each program that the City of Morro Bay Recreation Services Division provides and seeing how are we doing recovering our costs based on each program. We do an amazing amount of programming. Right now, the way we do budgeting is how it's done in almost every city. It's a line item budget, so you don't really see how the programs are broken out in that budget. You just see kind of pots of money. So the way our budget works, and you'll see this next March in your workshop, is that we basically have a line item for youth. We have, and that includes kids camp, kids club, teen center. We have a line item for sports, and that includes all age levels of sports. I believe then we also have a line item for classes. And so what I want to do is to embrace the Government Finance Officers Association's basically cost recovery, cost allocation model, really where you're doing what's called program budgeting. And what that allows us to do, or what we should be doing under that model, is rather than looking at the line items, those very generic line items, let's take each actual program or service that we provide and figure out what that pot of money means to that program. And so hopefully we'll be able to say, here's the staff that are involved in that program. Here are all the supply, ancillary supplies and equipment related to that program. This allows us, I really think, to have a far more healthy community conversation about each program. It really allows us to tell the story of the services we're providing to the community, number one, because it's not these generic line item budgets of pots of money. It's now we get to see, here are the programs we give to the community. Here's what we provide. And then it allows you to have a very healthy conversation on behalf of the community with their input on should we continue them, should we add more, etc. So hopefully over the next month I will have the time to take those line item budgets and translate it into that program budget. I might not have time to do that in time. So what we'll probably, at the minimum, what we will do is we will look at each thing and we'll say, here is what we're expending on that, here's the revenue. And based on that, are we capturing the cost that we said we would in a chart previously adopted, a cost recovery chart previously adopted several years back? And that is in your packet as attached to Exhibit A. And as the pyramid here that kind of shows you what the current adopted model is for cost recovery. That model was developed based on kind of a community benefit model. And so what we're looking at there is we're saying, you and the council have made a policy decision as to what has more community benefit. And if it has more community benefit, we will then expend additional taxpayer money beyond the fees we capture for that program,
right,
to provide that program. That is a completely valid conversation to have. Many communities subsidize their programming with the general fund above and beyond the fees. The question is how much do we want to do it here in Morro Bay? We've previously adopted this model, and so really, in essence, what we're going to do for you is we're going to say, based on the model we already have, here's how we're doing. Here's what we're recovering. Are we meeting 100% cost recovery, for instance, for softball tournaments and running those events? Are we meeting the 25 to 50% cost recovery for teen center and skate park? We'll be able to show you that. And so then based on that, you'll be able to have a very healthy conversation as to, you know, we're only recovering 10% on teen center. We said we'd cover at least 25. We're okay with that or we're not okay with that? Okay. And then that means we need to have a second conversation. Right now the teen center is totally free. What does that mean from here on out? If the cost recovery model needs to be modified in some way, or you think that it needs to stay at 25%, but we're not reaching 25%, that's a crucial conversation we need to have because it means we're not meeting an adopted policy. So that's it in a nutshell. In August, I hope to basically bring to you that information. You have the pyramid, but I'll bring it again, and I'll say we are or are not meeting it now. Does this current cost recovery model make sense? And then you will make a recommendation devising a new model or retaining the current model, and that recommendation will go to council. And they will then obviously take your recommendation under advisement as they develop the full citywide model. And that's for numerous things. They're going to be looking at, you know, permitting and all those things for the city. This is a very big deal for our community. It's really important. I think that staff right now, I'm new enough, I'm just having conversations with my staff. I think they feel pretty confident that we're doing pretty well under the currently adopted model. And so we'll take a look at that over the month. We'll get really down and dirty and digging through these numbers, and we'll let you know. So that's pretty much it. This is a very valuable conversation to have. We really want to make sure that we are including in that conversation the community, particularly our partners at the Community Foundation. They are vital to everything we do here, especially for youth programming. So we'll keep having that conversation with them as well.
Okay, thank you. That is very important because that is the good foundation that we're trying to build on. And I think, at least to me, the next thing to look at after that would be, you know, community cooperation in certain things, trying to get grant money, trying to find matching funds, you know, trying to come up with more resources to put into the parks and recreation.
I totally agree with you, and that's something we've been talking about over the last month. What are some opportunities we have now to simply reduce the cost in general? Right. You know, and little things can add up. So trying to go out to the community, going to businesses and asking them to subsidize the cost of the T-shirts for soccer and T-ball. Mm-hmm. It's like $75 a team.
Right.
It's pretty cheap, you know, when you think about it. But if that means $9 off the amount for a kid, that can really go a long way.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, I believe we are already recycling the jerseys and such. And we are trying to come up with creative ways.
We are.
But, yeah, to me it's real important that we also look for more resources, matching grants or whatever there's out there that we can bring in to, you know, improve everybody's experience. So, any other comments from commission?
I was just wondering, for our special meeting coming up, is it possible to put the total amount of money goes into the account, you know, the funds for the rec and what we get out of it, so we have a, say, I know some of them we get 100%, some we get 20%. But the overall average, are we at like 70% recovery for the whole park system?
We can easily do that. The budgeting system allows us to say, here's what was budgeted, here's what we expected to recover in revenue, and here's how we're doing. And you know, that's been enlightening for me. I mean, just out the gate in terms of facility rentals, so it's a different conversation. We recovered, I believe, about half of what we expected to recover last year. So that was a big deal, you know, and so we need to look at kind of why is that occurring. And so the next fee schedule update in February will allow us to have to kind of assess that, you know, if we need to modify that again for whatever reason.
Okay. Thank you.
So in that evaluation of what meets cost recovery and what doesn't, does that include a conversation about improvements that are possible to make with each program, or would that be a separate conversation?
That I would say this probably needs to be a separate conversation.
Okay.
This is more of a.
So if we're meeting cost recovery and we think, well, it's possible to budget more money to improve that program, that's sort of where I'm going with
sure.
this.
Sure. I do think that's a secondary conversation, definitely. That would come with your workshop in March when you have a discussion about, here's how we're doing these programs, but council, we wish you would budget more for this. You know, and then the question becomes, from where? Okay. But we'll have that conversation.
Okay. Anything else?
So to that end, or I'm hoping for agreement on the special meeting on
yes.
August 19th at 5:30.
Okay. Do we put it to a vote?
Yes, please.
We want? Okay. May I get a motion to accept that date for another meeting?
I'll make a motion to accept the date for a special meeting on August 16th. Is that what you said?
19th.
19th.
Second? Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it. Here. One opposed?
One opposed.
One opposed. There's always one. August 19th. Well, they'll let us know. Yeah.
And I will say, Chair or Commissioner Coxwell, if you have thoughts beforehand, I'll make sure that we get it out early. So, and please share your thoughts with me, and I'll.
I won't be shy in putting them down for you.
I believe you. Thank you.
Is there another comment, Miss? We got time.
Thank you, Linda Merrill again. You know, this is really dear to my heart. I think that Morro Bay, that the programs that we offer children, seniors, that all of the people in our community are treasured, and I hope that the people who will be affected by this will be notified if there is a change in the costs. It may eliminate people who are now doing recreational programs, and I think that would be a terrible shame. So when you all are reviewing what we've had and what we're going to have, I hope that you make sure that each program that's offered, that the people who attend those programs now are notified. They're sent notices. Their parents are sent notices. For the kids' club is so vital to our community because we have a lot of low-income people. And our kids' club keeps the kids happy and safe and a place to go after school. I live near Del Mar School, and the parents bring their children. They pick them up, they take them, they pick them up, and it's a vital part of our community. So I would be very, very opposed to reducing anything to do with Kids Club, and we need to find money to help them. And as Ben said, the Community Foundation is vital to this, and so I hope that we could get more money in to them if we need to. This is a major quality of life issue, and I don't know how many of you have thought of what makes our community important, what makes it different than other communities. And our quality of life is so special, and we know what it is. We know living here. We have an idea about living here is wonderful, and the things that we get to do in our city is wonderful. So when you all make the decisions about increasing costs or eliminating any programs, please, please make sure those people know in advance and are able to tell you how important these programs are to them. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you. But remember, we just advise City Council. And they're the actual ones that make the crucial decisions. But, of course, we're all here because we want, the youth of the city to have things to do to keep them, to help them grow, to be healthy, well-adjusted, good
right.
communicators, thing. Yeah. And we don't want any kids left behind.
Right.
That's why we want to look for any kind of funding we can so that everybody can participate and not just the kids with money.
Good idea. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
I have one comment. Linda, that's great. I see you take interest in our community, but the problem we have is a lot of people want to, but nobody will step forward and volunteer. So we're opening the door to you if you'd like to go out and help us organize some group to raise money and go out and hit up some of these businesses or find out the funds.
Thank you
greatly
so
appreciate
much.
It.
Yeah, I've lived here for 30 years. I've spent a lot of time at those spaghetti feeds.
Mm-hmm.
So I know exactly what you're saying. But, we all need to contribute. I mean, I'm sure the parents or grandparents that have a little bit more money would like to help youth that the family has five kids and they can't do everything they want. So, but let's keep the fees low so it's not embarrassing for the children or the parents who don't have the money and they don't all have to say, sorry, you can't do this. So please be careful with this. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So are we actually going to take the tour then come back and adjourn or adjourn and take the tour?
You will adjourn and take the tour. It will remain a public meeting, obviously. Anyone is welcome to attend with us as long as they all fit on the trolley.
Okay.
Or they can meet us down where we're going or drive their vehicle, but I don't think that will be an issue based on the audience.
Okay. Is there any more business we need to discuss this evening?
I wanted to offer one more thought on this issue really quick,
okay.
Mr. Chairperson. I just had an idea, and I think it's a good one. We have an email list or the ability to basically email anyone who has attended one of our programs before. And I think it would be a good opportunity for me to sit down with the Community Foundation and devise some type of message that we can send out through that list to literally everyone who's ever attended a program and ask them if they'd be willing to donate to the foundation. That foundation is crucial to what we do. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
That partnership is so important. Regretfully, I'm not going to make the meeting tomorrow, so I hope someone will share with them that I have this idea, and I will speak with Mr. Eccles about that. That also, I think, is an opportunity for us to encourage people to attend these meetings. And it's not a list we've used in that way before, but I see no right reason why we can't. Having said that, I will look at the rules to make sure I'm allowed to do that, and I'm not spamming them. But I really think, my passion, aside from being the director of recreation services, my job is communications. My master's work is in public engagement, and I really, really believe in creating community conversation. So anything we can do to do that, to harness the tools we already have, I'll make sure we do that. So Linda had a great idea to contact people and encourage them, and we'll do that.
Okay. Thank you.
Now let's have a tour.
I move to adjourn.
Well, we're just going to take the tour. Oh, we're going to adjourn. Okay.
We need to go for future items, which I have some I want to bring up, future agenda
items.
It'll be fast.
Okay.
It'll be fast. I talked to some of the council members, and I should have wrote it down. One of them was the Harbor Walk out here.
Mm-hmm.
There's a way we can put up little exercise things at each bench, and it's free. So I want to bring that to agenda to that we bring discuss it in future agenda items for that.
Okay. trying to get you people to...
Instead of just walking, stop at each bench and do a little cardio.
And you think somebody might donate some of this equipment to us?
Well, no, there's no equipment. It's all taken care of what's there. I've already done it. I've figured it all out. You can work on the
Jack
benches. Jack
LaLanne figured it all out. All you need is a chair.
That's right. It is.
Okay.
But there's the Rotaract, what they're called. They'll put up the signs and put them in and all that. So we have to organize it, and I just want to bring up future agenda items that we do that.
Sure. So, Commissioner, if I may, if you could maybe encourage staff to work with you so I can get the details, and then we can see if we can see if it's feasible, and then if what I'm hoping is it is feasible, and then we'll bring it back to the commission for a recommendation to council to enact it. That might be a good way to do it so we can work on it. I'd hate to have just another conversation at a future meeting where we say, let's do it, and then we go look at it. Let's go look at it and then bring it back to the commission. Right. I'd love to do that.
So we instruct staff to please take a look
sure.
at this, get the information.
And I will get in touch with Commissioner Swain. That's awesome. That's the exact type of stuff we're trying to look into, too. So thank you.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
No?
Okay. Now.
No motion?
Now I move to adjourn.
Second on that?
I'll second on that.
All in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned. Thank you.